it's recording.
I'm Helen Hayes. I'm the Member of Parliament for Dulwich and West Norwood, and I'm really delighted to be hosting reception for Centre 70 in Parliament this month. I mainly thought that it would be a great opportunity to celebrate the contribution that Centre 70 makes to our community, and also to get the word out, because I think Centre 70 is very, very well recognised by lots of people who rely on its services. But in our broader, wider community, we perhaps don't shout enough about the great work that goes on.
Thank you. And can you tell me a little bit about your kind of day-to-day dealings with Centre 70? You know, how you found out about our work, really?
Yeah. So we refer constituents in my team to Centre 70 every week, I think, pretty much without fail. We refer somebody to Centre 70. Constituents come to me with all sorts of pressing problems, and while I can make representations and sometimes do quite detailed work on behalf of my constituents, sometimes there are problems that just need more support and more depth of support and time than we have the capacity to provide. And so being able to refer people on to Centre 70 who will go through all of the problems that somebody has and really unravel and get to the bottom and help people to get back on their feet again is something that we value very, very much indeed, and I know that my constituents do as well.
And maybe if you could mention some of the issues, you know, just some examples. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in terms of the issues that people come to me with as their Member of Parliament, housing is overwhelmingly the biggest issue. People also come with lots of problems around the immigration system, and also increasingly lots of big problems around the welfare and benefits system. One of the issues that I think is perhaps a more of a hidden issue is that very, very often people have problems with debt, which they don't talk about in the first place. So very rarely do people come to me and say, I've got problems with debt. Very often, once we go into their underlying circumstances a little bit, debt is a big part of the picture. So having, again, having the advice and support that Centre 70 provides that can really get to the bottom of some of those underlying issues which cause people huge distress and anxiety and pressure, and help them to work out a plan and get back on their feet again is so valuable.
And that leads nicely on actually to the Money Mentors programmes. Mm-hmm. I know you've come along a couple of times.
Yeah.
Could you just mention a little bit about that? We've got some nice pictures, so I thought we could...
Yes. Yeah, Money Mentors is a really brilliant programme. I've been along to meet the participants in the Money Mentors programme for 2 years now. And the thing that strikes me is how excited and empowered the participants feel at the end of the process by what they've learnt. And they all, without fail, talk about how much more confident they feel, how much more in control of their own circumstances they feel, and also about how enthusiastic they are about sharing the advice that they've learned with their friends and family in their wider community. So I think it's a program which, for a very, very small resource in terms of funding, actually delivers huge benefits to both to those who are able to participate in it directly, but also to a wider group of people as well.
And last question, really, I suppose, is just if you can talk a little bit about the things that stand out, maybe about Centre 70. You've mentioned some things, but we can finish on this.
So I think Centre 70 is a very, very special organisation for a number of reasons. I think one of the things that stands out is the longevity of the team. So Brian and Mark have been leading the team at Centre 70 for such a long time, and their commitment, their extraordinary commitment really to supporting people in West Norwood and the wider area is really outstanding, and they have built a really exceptional team around them, and people keep on coming back. Sometimes that staff go away for a period of time, but then they come back to Centre 70. So having that commitment and that depth of relationship with our community is really powerful. And then I think just the quality of the care and support that people feel, you know, standing alongside people in some of the most difficult circumstances that any of us could possibly face is one of the great privileges of my job, but it's also something that Centre 70 does really, really well. And then I think thirdly, I would mention the very special combination of advice and counselling. So at Centre 70, you really can unpack all of the reasons, and sometimes kind of really go into some depth in exploring why difficult situations have arisen, and feel really empowered at the end of the day to go forward on a much more positive footing.